أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى ربك كيف مد الظل ولو شاء لجعله ساكنا ثم جعلنا الشمس عليه دليلا ثم قبضناه إلينا قبضا يسيرا وهو الذي جعل لكم الليل لباسا والنوم سباتا وجعل النهار نشورا صدق الله العظيم. Up to now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed various aspects with regards to the nubuwat of our Nabiya Kareem, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed some aspects of qiyamah, and Allah ta'ala discussed some aspects with regards to the revelation of the Qur'an Kareem. From here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Qudrat and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the first of these ayats, ayat number 45 of Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the shadow that is created and the shadow that is formed. And in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلْ, that do you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthens the shadow. Now this is something that is of daily observance. If we cannot see perhaps our own shadow, we see the shadows of the objects around us all the time. In the morning we will see them long. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to here, that at the time just after sunrise everything was dark, and then we will find that the shadows begin to get formed. And when it begins to get formed, it begins to get formed in a lengthened manner. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shortens it. And like that, the lengthening and the shortening of the shadow is in actual fact a very, very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the reality of it, we will learn in science that the formation of shadows is caused because light travels in a straight line. And that also is a very great qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But here Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to another aspect. وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, if Allah so willed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have kept the shadow at one particular station, at one particular length. It would have not moved, neither would it have lengthened, nor would it have shortened. And then we would have all understood that there would have been daylight throughout the day on the surface of this earth, and that would have created a tremendous amount of difficulties for insan. In some other ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about this lengthening and the shortening of the shadow in a different aspect, that it is totally in the control of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it, that when it shortens, in actual fact, it's in submission, it subjugates to Allah, like how when we make sajda, we all make our bodies very, very small when we go onto the ground. And then we come up and we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then our bodies have unfolded and it is lengthened. And in that way we submit and subjugate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to the submission and the subjugation of the shadows also to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now the Mufassirin, the commentators have written tremendously long, lengthy matters regarding this formation of shadows, etc. But the entire synopsis of it is that when we look at how it is formed, then we will realize that it does not take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything to create it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes it to disappear, and Allah ta'ala brings it back. It lengthens and it shortens according to the movement or according to its position against the sun. And in that manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows this very, very great qudrat. And if we look at it, the reality is this. Allah says, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا. Then we made the sun a guide unto it. And some of the commentators have expressed that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the light that we can see. Allah Rabbul Izzat is speaking about the shade that we can see.
the shadow that we can see. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made reference to the Qur'an. Allah made reference to the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the light of guidance that Allah Rabbul Izzat sent down into the hearts of man. Like how that piece of land or that piece of ground that does not get light and has a shadow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us that there can be abundant light around, but then there will also be darkness within light. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat also makes reference to the fact that there can be abundance of Qur'an around, there can be abundance of the talks of deen, there can be the abundance of the talk of iman and yaqeen about the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet there can be darkness. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to many aspects of our lives, and Allah ta'ala expresses the importance of trying to gain the hidayat and the guidance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ قَبَضْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا قَبْضًا يَسِيرًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we draw it towards us, slowly we retract it, and then we will find that the shadow comes to an end when the sun sets. And Allah Rabbul Izzat in this way shows the coming of the day and the coming of the night. The day is that light from Allah Rabbul Izzat. The light is a physical light. And Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks also about that ruhani, that spiritual light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down as a guide upon the entire mankind. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the night and Allah Rabbul Izzat's qudrat insofar as the night is concerned. وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that makes the night a covering, a garment. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about it as a garment, because when the darkness of night enshrouds, then we find that everything becomes dark. It is like darkness has spread over us. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that? وَالنَّوْمَ subata. And Allah Rabbul Izzat has made the sleep a form of rest for us, that if there was no darkness, there was light everywhere all the time, it would have been difficult for insan to sleep. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken that also into consideration. Allah ta'ala brings the comfort of the night, the darkness of the night, the stillness of the night, the silence of the night. And in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to the need of man insofar as his sleep is concerned. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا. And we made the day for rising and for one to reawaken and one to resuscitate and come back to life again. And the ulama have explained that here Allah speaks about the day and the night, and undoubtedly this is a very great qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We've discussed this time and time again. Allah Rabbul Izzat shows it to us according to our observance. Allah doesn't speak about the rotation of the earth and the movement of the earth and etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it to us according to our own observance. But also Allah has left for us a very, very important lesson, that when we go to sleep, it is a form of death that comes upon us. And in the morning when we wake up again, then it is a form of life that comes to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us every day and every night this concept of maut, that there is one day we are going to leave this world, and there is one day we are all going to be resurrected in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we just look at the simple du'as that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when we go to sleep and when we awaken and we reflect in that, we will find that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam speaks about the death and coming back to life. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah, in your name do I die and I come back to life again. And we have this opportunity every morning, every evening, to reflect and ponder about the day when we will all have to go into our qabrs. And every morning we have that opportunity when we get up to reflect that maybe the next time we get up would be on the day of Qiyamah for the resurrection and accountability in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu.